Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Thursday, December the 22nd, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Well, the virus is back again. Perhaps you could say it truly never went away, but now let's say it's acting up again, and that is spooking the markets. Spiraling coronavirus in China was touted as the main reason for the market fall yesterday. The BSE Sensex was down 635 points or 1.03% at 61,067, while the Nifty lost 186 points or 1.01% to end the volatile trading day at 18,199. Actually, markets opened higher tracking positive global cues, but as reports of worsening corona situation in China started coming in, the sentiment soon started to turn negative. The government and Niti Aayog sounded alert about the emerging COVID situation and its implications, further dampening the mood. The market kind of vividly reflected the COVID scare, as there was a sea of red on the trading screens barring counters that would potentially be perverse beneficiaries of the pandemic, the pathology labs, hospitals, pharma companies, especially those engaged in COVID drugs. Barring healthcare and IT, all sectoral indices ended in the red. The Nifty Pharma was up 2.4%, while the Nifty IT edged higher by 0.5%. Metals and financials were the top losers, down more than 2% each. Realty and auto also ended about 1.6% and 1.4% lower. Telecom, PSUs, industrials, all of them were down more than 2% each. But as I said, amongst the gainers were Divi's Lab, which rose about 5%, Apollo Hospitals, Cipla, Sun Pharma, and HCL Technologies were all other top gainers in the Nifty, rising 1 to 3.7%. The broader indices too were caught in the downward spiral and ended the day in the red. The mid-cap index, for example, was down 1.4% and the small-cap index was down 2.2%. Plus, the India VIX, which indicates the degree of volatility traders expect over the next 30 days, surged by nearly 13% from 13.8 to 15.6. Nothing alarming, but it has to be noted that it is now on the rise. Now, with the coronavirus, we're really shooting in the dark because this is really hard to predict. The situation in China does seem kind of depressing, but we also know that China has been grappling with the virus for quite some time now. And we don't know yet as to why China is unable to get past the virus when the rest of the world has put it behind. Well, we have to take each day as it comes. The narrative coming in from the top banks in the US is not also very reassuring. Top analysts are still wary of the prospects for markets in the coming year, even though this year itself has been one of the worst years for equities historically and the worst year since the global financial crisis. For instance, strategists at Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and a few other Wall Street firms are warning that stocks will continue to fall in the first half of the coming calendar as corporate earnings succumb to weaker economic growth, continued high inflation, and therefore central banks' staunchly hawkish stance. They say the second half will mark a recovery once the Federal Reserve stops hiking rates, but it's likely to be a muted rebound that will still leave stocks only moderately higher than the end of 2022. Essentially, the common belief on the street seems to be that the risks that stock markets have grappled with this year aren't over. And frankly speaking, we have really not seen any of the problems we entered this year with really go away. So there is still no resolution to the Russia-Ukraine crisis. Then there is the European energy crisis, which came along with it, which also persists. And even after the sharp spike in rates this year and better than expected inflation numbers in the US last month, the Fed is steadfasted about not pausing or pivoting till the target is reached. Now, investors have to deal with the fact that rates will indeed stay higher for longer, and a pivot is really not something we can count on just yet. On top of the Fed and the Bank of England tightening rates, now even the Bank of Japan has jumped into this tightening club. So really, if you look at global macros, there is really no silver lining. And above all this, now there is the coronavirus scare. If at all there is a glimmer of hope for global equities, it is the fact that historic data shows that since 1928, the S&P 500 has fallen for two straight years only on four occasions. That is the Great Depression during the World War II, this 1970s oil crisis, and the dot-com bubble at the start of the century. So let's just hope that that slim possibility of two consecutive negative years does not come to pass. But whether it comes to pass or we have a better than expected year next year, it will be a good idea to enter the year with a defensive posture, buying into companies with steady earnings growth, very little volatility in earnings, or no macro vulnerabilities available at modest valuations. We'll keep scouting for such stories on moneycontrol.com. Meanwhile, have a wonderful trading day. Catch you tomorrow, same time.